Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we thank God. Yesterday we had a powerful service, a beautiful day in the presence of the Lord, and we give God the glory. And I believe that all of you went to your church and you praised and worshiped the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let me encourage you from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. It says, "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ." Mighty brothers and sisters, in the morning I was meditating upon this beautiful hymn written by Louisa Stead. And this hymn I grew up with when my grandparents used to sing, and my parents used to sing, and I love this hymn. It's very dear to me. It says, "Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I have proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more." Now, the story of this hymn is very profound, and it really touched my heart. You know, out of one of the darkest hours of Louisa's life, it was the tragic drowning of her husband, a young mother, proclaimed through her tears, "It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, and I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end." And that's amazing. You know, the story is that her husband and the little daughter were enjoying an oceanside picnic one day. A drowning boy cried for help. Mr. Stead rushed to save him, but was pulled under by the terrified boy. Both drowned as Louisa and her daughter watched helplessly. During the sorrowful days that followed, the words of this hymn came from the grief-stricken wife's heart. Soon after this, Mrs. Stead and her daughter left for missionary work in South Africa. After more than 25 years of fruitful service, Louisa was forced to retire because of ill health. She died a few years later in southern Rhodesia. Her fellow missionaries had always loved, "It's so sweet to trust in Jesus," and wrote this tribute after her death. We miss her very much, but her influence goes on as our 5,000 native Christians continually sing the same in their native language. Out of a deep human tragedy, early in her life, Louisa Stead learned simply to trust in her Lord. She was used to the praise of His glory for the remainder of her life. Still today, her ministry continues each time we sing and apply the truth of these words. Amazing, amazing hymn. Beautiful words. You will love it. I'll attach the link for you to hear it. And God is going to bless you. So, my dear brothers and sisters, express thanks to God for the lessons of trust He has taught you. And thank God for His grace, for His mercy. And carry this thought in your mind that you are made for the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. Hallelujah. Today, your life and my life will be counted worthy in the presence of God, and through our faith we will add value to our lives and to the lives of others. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have made, and we thank you for your grace and for your goodness that abounds over our life. Lord God Almighty, today we are grateful to you that Father God, loving kindness and tender mercies encompass us, that we are in the land of the living so that we can praise you and bless you. And through it all, we can give you all the glory. Abba Father, today I thank you. Give us that revelation knowledge of your word. Help us to understand that through it all, either it's our mountaintop or in the valleys, we will praise you. We are made to give you the glory, and we are yours. We have been bought by your blood, redeemed by your precious sacrifice, and we thank you for it, O God. Today, God, as your people step out to their jobs, to their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your anointing upon them. I release your anointing of grace and glory to rest upon them. Lord, your spirit will be with them, O Father, leading them besides the still waters and green pastures, and you will bless them. Enlarge their territory, increase their borders, and preserve them and protect them and honor them. Father, these are your people. You will bless them. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the ones who may be sick. I rebuke every manner of sickness. I command it to get out in Jesus' name and enter into that body again no more. For by your stripes and by your wounds, O Jesus, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.